A team of analysts who studied reconstruction efforts in Iraq at the request of the Pentagon is reporting to the Bush administration, Congress, and the United Nations. The analysts pinpoint serious shortcomings in the current operation in Iraq. They say one of the problems is that the Pentagon is in charge of reconstruction, a role it has not played in previous post-conflict situations. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The five analysts came from the Center for Strategic and International Studies, or CSIS, based in Washington, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the United Nations Foundation. They visited Iraq from June 26 to July 7th at the specific request of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and Ambassador Paul Bremer, the U.S. administrator in Iraq. The analysts say they had extraordinary access and visited 11 major cities and two ports. Yesterday, they briefed reporters on their conclusions. Rick Barton is co-director of the Post-Conflict Reconstruction Project at CSIS.
We do feel that we are in a closing window situation there, that there is a 12-month period here that will be decisive.
Rick Barton says the United States needs to create what he calls a turbocharged effect on the ground to avert chaos. He says the reconstruction effort must be faster, more flexible, have more funding, and avoid offending the Iraqi people. His team identified seven major areas that need attention. Barton says security is the most pressing.
There is an edgy feeling in many, many parts of Iraq. Even those places where things are feeling more comfortable, there's a sense that something could go wrong.
The team's report says the U.S.-led authority in Iraq needs to speed up the process of reintegrating Iraqi soldiers and local militias and to recruit international civilian police. But Barton said it's probably too late to increase the size of the U.S. force.
The issue probably should have been greater forces on the ground in the immediate post-conflict period, and to now increase the forces could in fact lead to a negative footprint problem. So in a way, we've narrowed the choices we have.
Another problem, the report says, is communication between the occupation authorities and the Iraqi people. Joanna Mendelson-Foreman, a senior program officer with the UN Foundation, says the shortcomings in the area of communications were stunning.
One of the things that we saw, which we think is correctable, but certainly is a shortcoming, is that the only stations that get in, certainly on television, are Al Jazeera and Al Alam, and there needs to be a broader context for communications so that people understand on a clear basis what the occupation authority is doing.
The analysts say that improving basic services also would go a long way toward mollifying the Iraqi people. Again, Rick Barton.
We have made the recommendation in our conversations that it would be hard to have too many generators in Iraq. And if there are, in fact, warehouses of them within the U.S. government stockpile system, that it would be wise to liberate them.
Funding, according to the report, is another critical issue. The report says that the United States must be prepared to pay for much of the reconstruction of Iraq in the short and medium term, partly because Iraq's oil revenue is down 50% from last year's level. The report suggests that Congress and the President budget and fully fund reconstruction costs through 2004. Members of the team were asked repeatedly if the Pentagon's preparations for post-conflict Iraq were inadequate. Rick Barton replied that preparation for post-conflict situations is always inadequate. Mendelson-Foreman suggested that the Pentagon delegate more of the work in Iraq to other branches of government.
There are parts of the U.S. government that have had more experience in dealing with the immediate post-conflict and have some capacities which need to be drawn forward. And I think our report talks about a need on the ground for interagency coordination so that all the spigots of the U.S. government are tapped for this kind of an enormous task.
The task is so daunting, the analysts say, that it must be internationalized. The report calls for sharing the burdens of funding, security, and rebuilding with other nations and the United Nations. The team will brief the U.N. on its findings next week. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.